Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, sorry about the 5-second delay, or more than that because of the introduction. Anyway, I'm Anita, this is Rambles, and yes, I know I usually host my show the first and third Sunday, but I had a bad experience with a very rude person, but it ultimately worked out, and I was pleasantly surprised. It was not by the person. Well, actually, I was surprised by the rudeness of said person, which will be an episode in the future. That person was a jerk, but I did meet a nice cashier at Panera Bread who gave me a cookie because I was upset. Well, actually, I just came in for water, but she was like, cookie. It's like, sure, thank you. And some nice missionaries. Okay, I know somebody's going to have a dirty joke because most of my friends have dirty jokes. So, yeah, I scrapped the episode about monogamy and being a vegetarian. That will be on a later date. And today's episode, I know it makes no sense, but it just happened. And I was joking around with one of my friends about it because I'm like, oh my God, I'm aging like my mother. So, I talk about my bio mom. Surrogate mom did have a birthday, and she's not big on birthdays. And I'm like, you got a birthday grant, a birthday baby, because she had another grandson. And so I haven't seen this picture. I want to see pictures because I like babies. Like, who doesn't like babies? She got a birthday, and she knows I'm not giving her a human grandchild until I'm 53. We've established this. She does not think I'm changing my mind. And I'm like, I went up 2 years on my compromise because I was thinking between 35 and next year. I will be 35. So I'm like, that's too soon. No, look at my life. No. So 53 is a good age to adopt, especially if you have a bunch of money. That's my goal. Have a bunch of money. Retire. A lot of people, have that money. Retire. Send my kid to a nice Swiss boarding school. And maybe learn how to cook some decent macaroni and cheese because I'm not very good at it. Anyway, I had a good Labor Day and some macaroni and cheese. So that was a good segue. I mean, macaroni and cheese is my weakness. Anyway, going back to what I was saying about BioMom. I'm becoming more like her, and she's been dead for 12 years. I mean, besides the therapy thing, I never spent time in a psych ward. That was her. I did spend time on a therapist couch. One of those times was because of her, because of the way she died, and I was sort of kind of graduating school. Well, she died the summer before my last year of college, and then around the one-year mark, because I don't like saying anniversary, I decided to go to therapy for a little bit. I actually like therapy, and I've talked about therapy before on previous episodes about death and therapy. So if you'd like to check it out, it is listed. Well, anyway, besides the other habits, like the love of music, the writing my name in something when I receive it from books, CD booklets, everything. That's my mother. The date received and my name, even though we have the same first name. Again, mother, weird thing. She's my mother. Bio mom. I still love her. We just, even when she was alive, it was like, meh. So, the thing today that has come with aging, losing my hearing. Well, not really lost. It just goes on the fritz. And that happened when I was talking to one of my friends. And it also happened when I was I was on my way to work or something. I had to go to the doctor about it. Because me and bio mom have these, and some people would say this, TMI, but we have overactive eardrums. So sometimes we will just wake up and it's like, I feel like somebody just stuffed cotton balls in my ear. I can't hear. Like, okay, I'll say that, but I can, but it's like trying to hear with heavy headphones and feeling it. So sometimes I got to, they say don't use Q-tips, which is, and I get it. So it's like either go to the doctor, and I've had that happen where I was like, first time it happened, I was like, oh my God, I'm losing my hearing. I'm too young. Yes, I am that shallow, and that was a normal. I mean, it's a normal freak out because I listen to music all the time. I'm a true Pisces. We just want to sit around and listen. We want to work when we're passionate about, but we also have this thing about sitting around listening to music while working and not really paying attention to what's going on in the world. Nothing personal. That's what we're in our world. with music, nice soundtrack, because, you know, Quincy Jones is a Pisces. So we had this thing. We'll do our work. Just leave us alone with our music. Doesn't matter. Take over the world. Start a billion-dollar company a la Steve Jobs. As long as we have our music, we're good. I mean, Steve Jobs named Microsoft after an apple, which, for those who don't know, did lead to two lawsuits by the Beatles, or the Beatles estate. The first one was because the nickname for Macintosh, even Macintosh is a type of apple, and yes, I am giving an exploratory comma. Apple was also the name of a record company that the Beatles created, and then Microsoft Computer, so it was like trademark, and it was like, okay, you can name your company this, but you can't get into music, and look what happened. Apple Store, another lawsuit. Good for entertainment lawyers, because then it's also technical aspects. I wonder how much that lawyer got made. Anyway, you know how much that entertainment lawyer got made, because it's intersectionality of entertainment law and intellectual property and also technology. So it's like, which lawyer got what? Or did they just find a specialty lawyer who could do all three? Anyway, so back to what I was saying about the ears. It's like, I had to go to the doctor for it because normal drain. And then I was like, you have finally got a diagnosis. Cause I remember my mom had to have the stinky medicine as a kid. So I didn't really want to hug her. And I like hugging, but that medicine stuck. So the doctor was like, you have an overactive eardrum. So you, after a while, your eardrums will produce excess wax. And, you know, you have clean air, but you can't control it. It's like, oh, my God. And every now and then it acts up, and today was one of those days. And I was like, I'm getting older. This is happening more. But it didn't happen in my teens. And considering how much I listened to them, maybe it was the headphones I was using in my teens, because now I use more earbuds. But it didn't happen as much. It was, now it's like every couple, I'm really getting old, deteriorating. Sarah's mom makes fun of my aging. She does. She's like, well, she never pushes me to give her any grandkids because she's already got like 9. So, and her thing is, don't become a single parent, even though I'm like, I want to adopt at 53, have a nice little girl. I've chosen the names. Spent all those years working for Vital Records. I have chosen good baby names. Again, going back to a previous episode about naming your kid, even though I want to have that eccentric fund fee of $150 million, I don't want to have to spend it because I gave my kid a uberly ghetto name. No. Chosen. And she's like, I have a cousin with that name. And I'm like, okay. I don't care. Well, I care, but it's nice. And there are multiple reasons why I chose the name. I rarely change what I want to name my imaginary kids. Like, I'm the person who doesn't change what I want to name my imaginary dog. So, that whole thing, she makes fun of it because I'm like, I'm getting grays. And she's like, you're getting old. I'm like, I know. And I can deal with the grays. And then yesterday I noticed my edges were thinning. I'm not even sure why. I'm like, I haven't had a relaxer in years. I think it's been almost 3 years since I had a relaxer. And when my hair's straight, it's like a little past my shoulder. But I'm like, I can deal with the grays. But the thinning, and for black women, it's like, oh my goodness, am I developing traction alopecia? I know it sounds overly paranoid, but the grays around the temple, I'm like, I earned my grays. First time had a gray was in my 20s, and I think in my teens I freaked out more about going gray because a teenager is an abstract thing that happens, like the boogeyman or taxes. But once I had like a, oh my goodness, and now I'm in my 30s and it's like, I earned them. And maybe it's because of moving country, low pay, breakups, death, like, I went through the middle age stuff before middle age. You know how there's that quote, you don't become a parent, you don't become a real adult until your parents die. I already went through that. I went through that before I even got my degree. So it's like, I already went through adulthood, you know. When you are like a cavalier 20, even though you know you have your typical stress out, last your college thing, parent dying is not it. And that will really force you to grow up because you realize I can't lean on my parents. I'm not going to, and we, me and my mom had a very interesting dynamic because sometimes I had to be the parent to the parent as a teenager. It's like, what? No, 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 this is not right. And I know somebody's going to be like, well, life's not fair. And that's true. Completely. But that is really blind leading blind because the blind person's also a child. The blind child should not be leading the blind adult. This is not working. I mean, it did teach me responsibilities and stuff, but it also influenced why I really want to put off having kids until 50-something. It's like I can be selfish in the typical adult fashion of selfish. I don't have to, I can get up and go. I can enjoy my freedom as much as possible. I've done my time of being a parent. Let me be. I may change my mind, but for now, it's like, no. No. But the parental dynamics of mother, very interesting. Because that's the drama of it. You become your, as much as you fight it, it's like, maybe if the whole universe will give you what you want, but it doesn't really pay attention, when you say, I don't want, so you have to reframe it. You say you don't want, you become your parents. You, because your parents have had the experience of certain, of important things and views. So, lately, and I know some people get offended, but with age, fiscal responsibility happens. That's an adult thing. You can be socially moderate and financially conservative, because when you're in your 20s and early teens, it's like everything you don't understand. You don't have the experience to understand anything. And then you live a little as an adult. It happens. You really do, because now you've experienced adult. You experience the real adulthood, because in your is adolescent adulthood, which is everything is new. I'm legal now. I can do this without a fake ID. I never had a fake ID, but it's like I can do this without a fake ID. I can stay. And then you go to work with a hangover one too many times, and you realize there are consequences, and you get the sense knocked into you, and you get the true heartbreak, you get the breakups, you get the, in my case, because I am an older millennial, you get the Great Recession, you get the student loans, you get the fact that pensions went the way of the pinto, and you're like, oh, so this is why my parents were the way they are. And yes, now that I've experienced, I have a bit more empathy. That's amazing. And I'm not sure if I, well, you guys can check it out. I just got the 90-second mark, but that changes you. And you go back to the habits that you were embedded with. Going back to what I said about the writing my name and the date of receipt and from whom, it seems right, when I get stuff, that's something. It's a habit. I grew up with a mom who, her loopiness, dementia breakdown, whatever, still keep a good checkbook. And yes, I have a checkbook, but I don't write checks. But she was a black woman in the South and who was born in the 50s. So the main thing she aspired to be was a secretary. She didn't become one, but she had those secretary tendencies, and she implemented them onto me. So sometimes I will catch myself doing secretarial stuff, like organ, like when I'm stressed out, going on cleaning frenzies. Like a cook, I'm actually becoming better with the cooking. My mother was not a cook. No, we didn't have that. Enjoying copying down recipes. I know that sounds crazy. Writing in cursive. My cursive has gotten better with time. It no longer doubles as a doctor's handwriting. I went through a phase where I wanted to be a nurse. Anyway, this is Rambles. I'm Anita. Bye.